today's gospel, it's an interesting sequence of events because it's something that happened in a particular time 2,000 years ago, but yet it continues to this very day. When people are confronted with truth, when they're confronted with certain truths that does not challenge them or makes them feel better, they're amazed, and they say they were amazed at the gracious words that came from the mouth of Jesus. They're okay with hearing these lovely things, while true, didn't challenge them too much. But then Jesus challenges them. He reminds them of their complacency. By bringing up the widow at Zarephath, he is reminding them that that you can't be complacent. You have to, you know, you have to keep striving for holiness. You have to remember that it's not enough to be initiated in the faith. You have to constantly live your faith. But that truth was very difficult for them to hear. So difficult in that they are filled with rage. They were confronted with a truth that challenged them, made them uncomfortable. And their reaction was to try to throw Jesus off the cliff, to reject him. And that's an unfortunate reality that happens in today's times. People are fine with hearing the truth as long as it does not challenge them. People are fine with hearing nice things as long as it doesn't make them uncomfortable. But once the truth makes them uncomfortable, makes them it challenges them in their complacency, makes them realize that they need to do better, then they become like the people in the gospel. They want to throw the truth away or even to throw Jesus away. Think of in today's society, faith is often not welcome in many places. So society has done this to the truth, done this to Jesus, just try to throw him off the cliff. Of course, Jesus being God and man, he's able to pass through the midst of them without them noticing. And today it reminds us that we are called to profess the truth and not be afraid of the persecutions that come our way. Just like in the book of the prophet Jeremiah we heard a few moments ago, Jeremiah is challenged by God, in fact told by God, to go and prophesy to nations, to tell his truth to the peoples. And this truth may not be welcomed by them. So we too as Christians are called to bear witness to the truth, to proclaim the truth, proclaim the truth of our faith, and to do so courageously, and do so in a spirit of love also. Because we're called to proclaim the truth, but we're called to do so in love. And the letter of Paul to the Corinthians reminds us of the beauty of love. It reminds us that love is patient, it's kind, it's not envious or boastful, does not insist on its own way, it's not irritable or resentful, and goes on and on. Reminds us that love is sweet. It is something that we need to always do. But we also need to do it to live a life of love in connection to the truth. Love needs truth. Love needs the truth to give it form, to give it structure, to prevent it from becoming soft or to go in places where it shouldn't be. But truth needs love. Otherwise, truth becomes cold and becomes like a hammer, like a weapon to knock on people's heads. So we need to proclaim the truth, but we do so in love. We do so in love so that we want to help the other person to save their soul, to for their well-being. That's why we proclaim the truth to them. Even though it might be bitter to the taste at first, it's ultimately sweet in the stomach and it is healing. It's just like that medicine, Buckley's, the cough syrup. It tastes awful, but it works. You know, in these days where the weather is kind of up and down, it's easy to get sick, so we take a lot of this cough medicine. Living the truth, proclaiming the truth is like that. It's bitter at first sometimes because it challenges us. It reminds us that we get complacent and we need to get out of the rut of our lives. But yet, ultimately, it's sweet because it's done so in love. It's for our safety, for our security, for our soul. So as Christians, we're called to proclaim the truth. Proclaim the truth in love, and to live a life of love in relation to the truth. Love and truth are two sides of the same coin. Let us live both, not just one or the other, but both. Live a life of love in truth, and proclaim the truth in love.